Okay, Sima Kupta de Chasiva. So the Ramah brings down Vaisan Sheshan Kami Kliyois Saras Bugazubazu, Venas is Bulila Aide Shade, Sakana Lahasiram Lechait. So this is a Mordechai and Sakh Shavuos, Mashin Ravio. And the Shach gives us different names for Humash, Ainamash Karim, Balashan Ashkenaz. Martzip or Marlakin, right? There's a word for that. Lashon Poland, Rusi, fine. Now, if you take a look at the Mordechai had three heterim over here. The first heter was that since the Cyrus are muhuddikative with each other, they're very attached with each other, they're very attached to each other, so it remains like a gufechon. Therefore, the makim of the Cyrus inside is blua. And the rule is that by blua or base star, the marachuvin ayin al-horal says the blua and base star is namatame. So since it's namatame, it's not choitzit by tzvila. In other words, we consider the blua legabe tzvila, we consider the blua legabe tzvila. The maestro of the Paras Yemoinim has his matzmi on this, what's it mean? And we have to understand what type of svar is this. So the Mordechai brings a raya from Mishnah and Mikvois. Mishnah says, "Kol yodei sakeidim shem arukin va'asin liktzois matzbilan amokim amida." You have handles of kelim, long handles, which you're not planning on having such a long handle. You plan on cutting it, so you can be matzbil until the point where you want to cut off that part of the handle. You need to be told about the whole thing. So what's the machlokes over here? So the Mordechai understood that the Tanakhama held that kol ha'omer lachtoch is considered kilu chatoch already. It's as if it's cut off for him. Therefore he says only ad hamida. If you held, no, it's not like it's chatoch. And it's a chelik of the kli. And as long as it's a chelik of the kli, it needs tzvila. I plan on cutting it off. That's not enough to make it ain't a makbid. That's not enough to. I'm sorry. The other way. I plan on cutting it off, but that's not enough to make it makbid. Because you plan on cutting it off doesn't make it makbid. Because the mice is part of it. When I'll get around to cut it off, I'll cut it off. And the same thing will be true with nails here that are long that you plan on cutting off. So Sif Chaf will see it's not chaitzis. It's chachuva yid beis. Because since it's one goof, it's not nikim mivachutz. It's so therefore, could be the svara of the Mordechai is as follows. What he's trying to say over here is that since it's one goof, it's not nikim mivachutz that there's different parts. So it's all tied, it's braided and tied together. I'm not sure how it looks, but mudokim heitim zebizeh. So therefore, it remains like blua. He brings another mission from. He brings another ayah from Mishnah Barches, Mishnah Yud, which is brought in Sif Yud Aleph by Chetz, which is tochuf in the basa. You have a splinter that's stuck in the finger, and it's not nirim b'chutz. Now chaytzit. You see again that what's not nirim b'chutz could be considered like bulua. That's one reason. Second reason he brings down is that since kimshen nechnasim v'mayim. Since water can get into, because we learned earlier that we have three hairs, gimel nimin, we have three hairs that tie together. It's not chaitz, it's a kolshke when there's a lot of hairs. So water is getting in there. The third reason he brings down is that since she cannot cut it off because of sakana, so sakana she'll get rid of it. Haino revise, this is revise. Revise means derech giduloi, this is how it grows. So it's not chaitzitz. Where's the svara of Hain or Visi come from? The Gemara in Yavam is that we saw on the Vayin Chazon Beit by the Isha over there who was tibling her Geiris and she was Muberis. So the Gemara says over there that Revisi. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan explains it a little better. The Aruch HaShulchan knows Chavches, he says like this, The hachir v'isayu. Halayinu v'isayu. Rabbeinu says the mechush kizeh. I can say this is how it grows. This derech gedelus. So this is how it grows. It's only by these few women which have the sakana. So by them, this is how it is. But is this derech gedelus? He says, "Avah briyos makbitas b'zeh." Forget it. Those that are briyos don't want this. Who came bubble? Kama mina chatzitzis. Meritzia shalmaka. He's buried the chaitzis. Also, if you're talking about what they want, so how about a siflama base? When we talk about a ritzia on a maka, in him it's lama base, whatever. By us, sifyud. A ritzia on a maka. Why is it chaitzis? Those women that have the makba, of course they're not makbin. So just like over there you say go bust most women that are healthy and don't have wounds, they don't want bandages. So we also go bust most women that don't have the sakana and don't want these braids. Omnam biratvarm. Now listen to what he says. The chimish is sakana la sira. It's actually knech of it. Since there's a sakana to remove them, the shaykh leilach v'zach roiv v'nashim. You can't go bas a roiv nashim she'elem si bazu makpides azeh. You're right. Roiv women are makpid on it. They don't want these braids. But by her, that she's by her. The chim she is a kala sir leshayek leilch b'zachar in nashim. Mi did ava tzaba she yodav tzavu is v'en chaytzis. We can see later on that you can have a painter, a umnin, a person who in their work, they belong to that group. They belong to that group that's not makbid on this. We don't go basa. Other people will have to understand what that means. Just because you belong to a small group of people, therefore what? So that's what he's saying, that when it comes to a vart over here where she's not removing it, where it's a sakana, so it's a culture came from a tzaba, a painter, a kindergarten teacher, where her hands are always dirty from paint and coloring and things like that. So over there, why is she doing it? She's doing it because of her panasa. So kol shkein, someone who does it because of sakana. The last v'achrei roiv b'nei adam kemuvin. Mi uzel pshita she'isha kizu tzricha lisha es ma'ad zman tach zamayim v'yishchantu amayim v'mogish v'chayz l'kones yidu v'tibi yoy shedom zeh mat chamayim v'chen shiklas eskin. Says she should wait on the water a little longer so that the water will get in further. Now that's what he's mazbe the svar. Now the ksav sefer in his tshuvas simitzadi aleph, he writes, therefore the levush was bothered with that's in this question of roiv nashim don't have these kliyos, the question of the Aruch Shulchan. And therefore the Levush came up with a new reason to be matter. He held that by something which is not he had to come up with a new reason to be matter, because he held that something which is not there from her, in other words like this, his bothered with the question of the Aruch Shulchan. Also, to say Heiner Avise, that's something which you're born with, that grows on people, it grows with people. If it's not there from birth, you can't say Heiner Avise. As we'll see soon what the Levush's reason, we'll get to Levush in a moment. But the Tzemach Tzedek points out that the Mordechai, he had to say three reasons. Why do you have to say three reasons? Because each one of these reasons have a daichik, like we're pointing out. I see that's why you have to add on. That since it's a sakana to shave it off, if it's daima to a derech gidulai, the Panim Iris to the Tyre Nasir Tess, who says very similar to the Aruch Shulchan, point out that even the Mordechai wasn't so convinced to be matir because of sakana alone to remove, because just because sakana alone is not so pasha to remove it. The levush gives a reason, like we see brought down over here, that since it's a sakana to remove it, so now she becomes makbid that she wants it on her, and that's why that's the connection that the levush adds, not just down because it's a sakana to remove it, therefore it's kider chidei not. Because it's a sakana to remove it, therefore she becomes not makbid to the extent that she's makbid that she wants it to be on her, and therefore it's not chaitzis. And the emphasis in the Arzurua, and the Arzurua brings down this Ravya, right? It's a more caption Ravya. The Arzurua says very similar to the Levush. It says very similar to the Levush. He brings a raya from the Rash by Chetz Shamateches that we quoted before with Machlokes of Yudah and Rabbanim. He goes. You take a look at the Sidrei Taira in Sukkot Yates. He's Marach on this. The Kiv Eger and Chuvas Kama Sima Samach. I gave it out on the Marach Kaimis. Also the Chuvas Zichron Yosef when he's talking about the Tabas. He also gets into this, which will come back to the Tabas. But Agobanim, we have here. Let's take a look. The Panamiris. Panamiris is talking about Aisha that the doctors told her she has to put on some kind of crushed powder in order to put on her hair for refuah. Says mutter to do this is not a chatzitza mitzvila because since it's because it's sakana she's not makbar on it, even though everyone else is makbar on it. But he says an interesting svara. He says. Another svar. Because if Chad is, why is she not makbid? She doesn't have the chayli. But anyone who's in her position would not be makbid on this. So that's very similar to, again, the Ramah and Sivyat Zayin, where it's talking about Misha Nasai, the Taba, again, the paint and all that. It's a similar svar to that. That's what he adds on. He says, but you shouldn't be make on this unless it's a refuah beduka. And the Siddur Taira then says that this svara is a weak svara. Also, he gets involved again with the same question of Darach Shulchan. So there's so many halachas that have to be answered. Every bandage, right? You have the halacha of Eged Shalmaka, you have Kaskasim on the Shever, all the makis that come up throughout the Simen. So, says the Siddur Taira again, if Leah would be in this situation, of course Leah would want that Eged al Amaka or the Kaskasim on the Shever. So again, what's the gather to it? So the Siddur Taira says, oh, by the way, you have to be massive to it. It's not enough just that since she wants it because she has it. Again, you have to be massive to it because it's something of Sakana. There's no Sakana over here, so then you're ready to take it off very soon. 1, 2, 3. Even before it's better, you're ready to take it off. But since it's a sakana over here, so that creates that a makbid on it that it should be there. It adds to it. So it's makbid with the fact that he will belong to a group. So there are different discussions about this. The B.R. Grove in Isid Gimel, so he's going on the Ramah. He says, "Va'isa sheish nam chulu kenal sefhei the shtei sirus ena chayt." So it's by kim the ev shel asira hain revisei k'mashkatz berches tivamis be'uba chem ken tanim tisefta the hevi arash pregidu k'va'isa v'sizin kol yodei sekein shechnisin k'darkan shloi k'darkan v'taim d'shloi k'darkan Asila Siran. Right, it's us to take it off. So he's quoting all the different reasons of the Mordechai. And what the Mordechai is saying is that it's only because it's Asila Siran that it's a Chatzitza. But over here where it's not Asila Siran, you want to leave it there. So it writes mukhda, if I want to leave it there, I'm not going to take it off, so then it won't be chatzitz. There's a Truva's David Meshar from the Shmina Rav in Kedigal Sim and Ayin Al. He talks about a lady who needed to put cotton in her ear at the time of tefillah in order that water shouldn't go into her ear because it was a sakana. For her, it would be a sakana to come in. So he writes over there that already there were earlier goyim like the Marshav, the Meyosha, that were matir. And the Divreim ain't our chizuk. It says better they don't need chizuk to their head. Im kozeh le'achachet shalibi nakev k'tzas. But the maysa doesn't sit well with me. Why? Ki av shedav ha'osim shum sakon nechshel ke'enei makbid. Even though something that you do for sakon is like ke'enei makbid. Aval yitachin shezadav kem adav ha'achayit is matzal oisim yisakon ha'sagob. Dafka, when the Dava Chaitis is what's saving her from the Sakana. Because then we could say that the Chatzitza is batal, the Chatzitza that's on her Guv is batal to a Guv. Mashenken Ishazu, as opposed to this Isha, where Shalulay Shalachas Litzvol, if she wasn't going to be Taival, there would be no Sakana on her. And if I get, she'd be makbid on this Katan in her ear, she wouldn't want it. And the only reason why she's not being makbid is because she wants the tevel, not because of the sakana, right? Why does she want the katan? Not because of the sakana, because she wants to be able to do tevel. So that already had minayin lana loyma, that's meant to be tevel. How do you know that's called ena makpedis? Adarava. But chaitzit. Maybe it's chaitzit also to be tevel, right? We find that it's also for to tevel. It just protects her that the water shouldn't get in. So it's mistabra to say that Menias and Nezik is not called a sakana for this, and therefore it should be chaitzit. He brings the right from Gemara Shavuos to his bone base, he brings the Shavuos with the Vager. Agoponim, he's mefakri. He says he's not so sure that it's a good etza, the katan in the ear. Siv Zion. Siv Zion, we have here Liflof. Liflof Shechutz La'ayin. Liflof that's out of the eye. Sois Ayin, like what the guch that comes from the eye. Chaitzit. Afilu lach. Liflof Sheb Ayin ain't a chaitzit. Vimu Yavesh. Chaitzit. It's chaitzit, even though it's in the eye. Hushis Chalachirik. It starts to turn greenish. So Betin, again, this is Mishnayis in Masechta Mikvayis Berktes, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Dalet. The Gemara Nida Samach Vav Amar Aleph. But the Gemara brings down a list of different memories over there. And the Mount Ukfas over there speaks about Hela. Where it says, where we're going to is that Rav Gidol Amarav. Where it says, Gemara means that.
Zion
with Lifluf? Yeah. You can see it's Zion. Zion with Olive. Oh, Zion, Zion, Zion. Here. Okay, very good. Thank you. So we're reading the Amrav Gidah Amrav. Nas the Tavshal of Bina, the Tavish, gave a Tavshal to her son, she was Tavil. But also, the Tavila. I've got the Hashtalekim, though right now she doesn't see anything. Amar Bidiyoni Nafa. Amrami bar Chama, Hani Rabdi the Chsulta at Losayemi lechaitzi, Kame lechaitzi, second member. Amma ma ukva, Liflov Shabayin, Lach in a chaitzit, Yavish chaitzit, Yavish is chaitzit. Yavish is chaitzit. So here you have ma ukva says, Liflov Shabayin, Lach is not chaitzit, Yavish is chaitzit. Amos said, Nikri Yavish, Shosha Mascha Li Yarek. Now, this member from our Okfa, how do you learn it? So you could explain it means either that it's going back on Liflof in the Ayin, that Zachoitz is done on that din, the Liflof in the Ayin, Zachoitz was saying that if it's Yavish, so then you have to be Machmada, it's Choitz. Or it's going back on Liflof Shechutz La'ayin that's Chaitzitz, and on that he's saying it's only if it's Yavesh and not if it's Lach. Those are two ways to learn. Taisvis learned that Ma'uf is going back on Liflof in the eye, and that we're making a chili. Why? Because since Kimsha Dinma Mitzuya, since the tears are common in the eye, so it wetens it and doesn't allow it to dry. But at the eye, even if it's lach, it's chaitz because it starts to dry right away. The Bach and Oischez explains that says chutz la'ayin afil lach misyabesh v'hoylech kosha, just begins and continues to get drier and drier. And shenkin in the eye doesn't allow it to dry. The Archa Shulchan or Islam explains that even lach in the eye is chaitzitz from the water. Except what? That out of the eye, you makbid even on lach. In the eye, even though the lach is black in the water, but you're not makbid on it. As opposed to yavesh, you makbid on even in the eye. It's a different malachim here, is it? The lach and the yavesh, it means preventing the water from coming contact, or it's a word of makbir or not. The Beis Yosef over here is Meirich, wants me mechich from the Mashmais of the Rambam, like Tosfos. Now, the Rosh learned that Ma'uf is going on Liflof Shechutz Layin, and it's telling us that only Yavesh is Chaitis, but in the eye, even Yavesh is not Chaitis because of the Svara of Adim and Malachlech, so it prevents any type of Dibuk at all. Which the Torah learned from there, that in the eye is not Chaitis at all, only outside the eye is Chaitis if it was the Yavesh. And the back is Marachatis. The Rabbi Yeruchim, the Beis Yosef says, like the Rosh, the Shach says, like the Smag and the Mordechai, where the Smag and the Mordechai learned that there's no chilik in halacha, the dina, there's no chilik between in the eye and out of the eye, but both of them lach is not chaitzitz and yavish is chaitzitz. And the Mishnah didn't have to explain us in the eye there's davka lach, there's not chaitzitz, but stam liflof in the eye is lach because of the dinma shemelach lechaitzitz. So we have a few different shittas here in Rishonim. The Torah brings v'shem the Ram. The Liflof in the eye within 3 days is not chaitzitz. If the 3 days is chaitzitz, out of the eye even within 3 days is chaitzitz. And the Beis Yosef has two malachim out to explain this. The Beis Yosef also explains where the Torah gets from the Shittas and the Rav. The Bach speaks about it. Akopanim, we have a few machlokesim over here and how to understand the Gemara. Now, the what the Nikuda that you see through the Yisrashayim and the Pratish Ramayim speaks about it when talking about Toysvis and the Rosh is this Machloikis Rishayim of what's the chilek between. We have Machloikis Rishayim by Tit Lach and Yavish, over there by Tit. What's the chilek between Lach and Yavish? Some learn that Yavish is Chaytit and Lach is not Chaytit. The Mordechai B'Shem Nareim learns that they're making a mistake because even Lach is Chaytit. And the chilek is that on Lach, you're not Makbid, and Yavish, you are Makbid. So what he's bringing down here is he's finding that these Machloikis Rishayim in a few places, like with Tit, and he wants to carry it over to Obi also, that is it being Ma'akiv the water? Is it holding back the water? I mean, Menea the water from coming in contact with the Guf? Is that our question? Therefore, it's a question of Makbid, ain't it Makbid? Or no? It comes in contact with the Guf, and that's the question. At what point does it no longer come in contact with the Guf? That's the question here. Taisus is learning out there the Re'im over there, that even Lach would be Chaitzis because the Chilik of Lach and Yavish is telling Makbin, not Makbin, as opposed to the Rosh learn like those that hold that Yavish Chaitzis and Lach is not Chaitzis because, and therefore he held that even Chutz Lion won't be Chaitzis and only Yavish will be Chaitzis because in the eye it's always Lach. The Maisa we just read from the Gemara. The Gemara brings down a whole list of different dinim over here. Many halachas which are negated to tefila. The Gemara continues with, as you saw in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef quotes different halachas and negated to tefila. And there's different gerses over here at the end of the Gemara. There, those are gerses at the end. The less hilchas akichal and ishmaitse. Mary Shem add in the gersa that all these halachas were only selling in tzvila tires and not lebayla. And there are different shitas in how to explain the gears of less hilchas akichani shmaitza. And what that means, as the Beis Yosef is Mayrach, but the Rishayim, the Ravid, Tosfos is Rabbam, there are those that hold that the whole thing is in yediyeved, but lechatchila you need to be machmir, and all these chumras, even lebayla. At the Shach, the Gros speaks about it. Rashi has many kashas over there. Rashi Tosfos quotes Rashi with many kashas on the Gersa, on this Gersa, and therefore Rashi comes out the Dina that all the halachas have said. Also, the Tefillah is neither Labala, that's the sheet of the Raza. So we have different she's over. That's basically what's going on in Sif Zayin. Okay. Sif Ches, are we holding my Sif Ches, Dylan? Why you didn't get it?
Is it the other we are making it the sheep is not?
So Chanar doesn't say it. If you had another tier, maybe. So Sif Ches, Choshev Ayin Ein Echaitit, Shechut Lain Chaitit. Vim Hoysa Muteres. Paisachas, I mean, by Tzemes, is blinking, opening, closing. And now, Tadi, Avshachos, Lion, in a Chaitit. So, this is a Gemara on the Samachabob, Amar Aleph, and Nida, a member from Shmuel. Chol Shem Sech Ayin is a Chaitit, while Gabi Ayin is Chaitit. In a Nea Pirachas, what is a Nea Pirachas? It means a different Pirushim in it. Rashi himself brings the Pirushim over there. The Rabbam, Bahag, different Perushim in what we saw the Beis Yosef over here, the Beis Yosef quotes a few different Perushim. What I want to speak about is the Shach. The Shach over here in Ois Yindalit, he brings a Bahag. Lashon Bahag, Da Pehe, Reisham Abeis. Chitav lo letishayf mishcha. When she tovel, she shouldn't smear a ointment. She shouldn't put this chol on her eyes. The Amishmo kechelas im the refuah is a chaitis. The Amishmo shetirina pirais ain chaitis. The shanoch hachamim chol shachutz minayin chaitis. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Kol hashmonim ain chaitis chut v'shemen amar. All oils are not chaitis except for shemen amar. The Nogim in Israel. A lady calls you up, I smear oil before I go to the mikvah, or skin, moisturizer, whatever it is. No, Gubernasisrael, but Atzman, she ain't Sacha Shemen, Mishas Tzvila, called Iker at all. That's the Bahak. Now, what's going on over here? I mean, if we take a look at our sugya was machalik between chol b'soichayin and chol al-gabayayin, in the eye or on the eye. That's where our sugya was machalik. The Bahag is being machalik between koicheles for fua or sheperas, which means for noi and for yoifi, to look nice. And it seems that was his gerus in the Gemara. Because he brings. Look at what he says. Amar Shmuel, Kachelas in the Refuah is a Chayzim Shmuel Shederein Eparas. And he's quoting our Gemara with a different gerso over here. Now, what we also see from the Bahag is that Chol Chut Layin is always in Mechaytes. It's Chol in the eye that he's making the chilik between Refuah and Noi. And that's where he starts off. Loitichol, which means not at all, even for noi, otu refua, loitichol, alei shundu tichol, meaning she shouldn't put tichol on her eye, even if it's for noi, because she might do it for refua. Now, the Eshkol in Sima Samchadala, the Eshkol writes as follows. He says, Amashmol, kechol shabayin in a chaitit, chol in the eye is not chaitit. Shagabi ayin chaitz. Ubal halach is goyreis. Kichol shab ayin in the refu chaitz. And shvil shatira ayin ayin parais ayin chaitz. The av agav the gersis rabbi seinu. Ayin ayin mistaber. Mashu the refu. The day does the chaitz. Me, he's mom spelling it out that Hitaka had a different gers over here. And based on his gers, is the way he's bringing it down. Yeah, what? Siman Samach Dalet. Now the okay, now this meaning that the this meaning that the shock's bringing down. We have to figure out what's the reason behind the minik. What is the minik? So the. So in this memra of Amra Yehuda called Shmonim Ein Chaitz Chutz Mishemen Amar, right? So in our Gemara we don't have this memra. We don't have this memra. But from the memra alone is mashma that may ikra dinu be mutta to smear with Shemen, except for Shemen Amar. The meaning is not to smear at all. Now, why is the Shemen not a Chaitz? Why is Shemen not a Chaitz? Teretz is because you're smearing the shemen that's getting absorbed into your skin. So why is shemen amar different? Must be because shemen amar is something which is obviously thicker and doesn't get absorbed into the guf. So the chare is a basic difference between shmanim and shemen amar. Or you can learn that all shemen get washed off when you go into the mikvah, as opposed to shemen mar. Hamar sticks to your guf and doesn't get washed off. One of those two reasons. Now, if we take a look in Masechta Mikvos, Perek Tes Mishneh Hey, so over there, the Mishnah says Elo Chaytzim BeKelim Hazefes VaHamar. These are Chaytzim BeKelim, and one of them is Mar. Shabbos, Rashi and Shabbos Tezvav and Beis says, what's the reason? Because Zephis and Mar Midviki Tufa V'Kapit Alayim sticks very well onto the Keli and Yemakpin on it. Now, in Shabbos Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph says, Rochatz v'leisach, someone who washed himself and wasn't sach, daim lemayim agabi chavis. It's daim lemayim on chavis. Tosis over here says, on the mem aleph amen aleph, Tosis rochatz v'leisach. As roch lesach means if you weren't sach yet. He says no. The kuli shas rechitza kaim psicha. Rechitza always goes before sich. Kedam perakam the kedushin. Rachatzu sachu v'kara. Ksiv rechatzta v'sachta. We're in Rus. Miu kra ikal ukme v'sicha. Shoyse miskashetes atzma l'reach toiv. You could learn the pasuk Rachatz v'sacht is talking about where she's been skateshes atzma for reich toiv. Achein lehoyis is socha b'tchila shadei rechita im averes is sicha me'alaha. Because if she wash, she'll remove that sicha. So then you can learn that the sicha was afterwards. Which means, you see from here that there's a type of sicha which is Fakishut, a type of sicha which is Fakishut. So even if, so let me ask you a question. So even if Bimitzias is Chaytetz, why is it any different than Sifyat Zayin? It would say the tseva of Noshim that are part of the group of women that paint, that by them it's considered Lenoi, right? By them, because they want the paint on them, they want the paint, they're not makpid on it. So why is it any different over here? We'll see. Also over there, maybe the paint doesn't have a real mamashis. We have to figure out exactly what the reason is. But if Linoi alone is enough, so why doesn't Linoi work over here? The chardes, the shemen they're putting on them is for kishut, they want it there. And it's in the tshuva's divrei Moshe, so in Nun Zayin, it brings from a chacham echad, they learned the shach, that the shach is talking about attacking in a place where they're noy to him, kashin himself with these shmanim Linoi. And that's why it's not chaitzit. I shemen amar as chaitzis, because the Gemara Megillah, you get over Gimel Amrav, says they use shemen amar to remove the hair, right? It was used to soften the skin and let the hair fall out. So it wasn't used for kishet. That the makbir on there for that's chaitzis. That's the chaitzis between the two. He's chaylik on him. He says that if so, then if you do sicha and roi the guf, it should be a chitzitz mid rabbanan. And the steam of saloshan bahag is, even if I did roi the guf, it's not a chitzitz. I sif yud zayin lenoi, that's a special svar by a tzaba. Because over there we're talking about where Over there we're talking about where they would dye the hair. Over there we're talking about dyeing, let's say, dyeing the hair for that. And not the case, I made a mistake. It's not talking about the case where you're part of a painter. I take that back. Coming from where it's noy, where you're dyeing your hair. Hair for that. So then, over there you're doing a mamash the noy. You want it to be part of you, to remain part of you. Over here, it comes off. Or maybe it's not as much as the noy, you have to say. Al Kapanim, the MS is that so we have to see over there when we get there if mamash is not mamash is, but what's interesting over here is that the be'etzem, if you take oil and you smear oil, right? Oil and water don't mix together. Oil and water don't mix together. So when I smear my body with oil, right, so what's happening? The water rolls off. So when I smear my body with oil, there's no oil left on my skin, it goes into the pores really, right? So there are those that want to learn that by regular shemen, regular oil, itak gets absorbed in the skin like we started off with, and therefore there's no mamash left on the body. Shemen hamar has a thickness to it, so it remains on the body. So if so, why is the meaning not to put on any shemen? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Peiches says like this, says, Kivishin is bayer shetzvich litva derech kidei losay. No, I'm in the wrong sif. Sorry. Peches, it says like this. Now let's turn back to Lamed for a moment. In Lamed, he brings down the Bahag. In Lamed, he brings down the Bahag. And the Bahag said that one should not smear themselves at all with Shemen, right? A piece that calls the Bahag should call each of Tishma's Atma, Kodim, and Tevila, Ezes Man, Lebli, Ezes Man, Lebli, Losuch, Besar, Besar, Beshum Dava. Kidei, Shalaitia, Chatzitza, Betvilasa. The chodav a shamein hanimshach hevi chatzitza. Over here he says it remains like a chatzitza. Over here in Peches he says mshich Hashem and ishar dav a shamein agufa roishet yisrael roksim before him. They should dav a shamein matches amayim. He pushes off the water. Right. So it sounds like what's going on over here. I think what's going on over here is as follows: that shemen could be a chatzitza. Like we find a shemen amar, it could be a chatzitza. If there's a layer of shemen on her skin, if it's a thicker layer, it's something thicker, and it's on her skin, it's not getting absorbed into her skin, that could be a chatzitza. And that's a chashash by all shemen. If you don't rub it in well enough, it could be chatzitza. But let's say I know that I did rub it in well. Why is the meaning not to dive with it? So he throws in another word over here Because it's matcha de mayim. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with this matcha de mayim, right? The mayim doesn't stick to my hand. So what? So you come out dry. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Where we find a din that has to, you have to become wet from the water? Right, the beer's mine. It's beer's mine even. We have a right, it's beer's mine. The mime came in contact. Why does it have to be wet? What? So I don't have a clear answer there, but if we take this, if we do take this, the maisa, this, so then it could be enough. You know, a lot of things that women smear their hands with or their body with, if they would do it before they table, if it has the oil base to it, then it comes up on Fridays. That's when the shala comes up. The lady's tabling Friday night, so she has dry skin or whatever it is. And she can't smear it on Shabbos because the Shabbos will be awesome. Especially if it's going to leave a layer on top of her skin. She's not going to be able to rub it in fully. Which most moisturizers, you cannot do that with. You can't rub it in completely. So she wants to do it beforehand. Before she tables. Could she do it or not? So that's what's going to get to this halacha. The answer is no. Either it's going to be chaitz, or even if it's not chaitz, we... It means not to do it. Okay.
So we have to fill it again up soon.